Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, where we attempt to look cool by wearing sunglasses. And I am joined here by my terrific and wonderful accomplice host.
The one not looking like a creep wearing sunglasses in the building.
Well, you know, we're just being judgmental now.
And creepy.
Wow, that was really loud.
Yeah. Am I offending you? I did not mean to oppress you. I am sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Guys, yeah. So why am I wearing the shades? Because we had something really cool happen this week. We had our grand opening of our studio.
Woo!
And now we're dying.
I don't know why I always cough, but... It's the sunglasses. Let me just take another drink. Oh, don't try to make sound effects and then drink at the same time, because you'll choke. Okay, so now that we've gotten that all on audio, and hopefully in stereo in your ears as you're listening to this podcast. So, you know, we got this terrific signage from our buddies over at New England Woodenware, or
New Packaging New Display. Packaging Display.
Look, it's like it's a graphic in the video. Let's see if I can just... Chris, give up. Give up, Chris. There we go. No, this way. I'm so confused. Anyways, so... yeah, we got that. I won't do that with these, though.
No, those are kind of important. Don't do that.
These are important. So, you know, we had... The city of Gardner mayor, Michael Nicholson, he came to the event, provided us with a citation. It's the first non-ticket citation violation that I've gone. it says, "Dear Chris, stop mailing us." No. it's a... The City of Gardner, citation, the citizens of Gardner offers their sincerest congratulations to Chris Guerra, Broadcasting Studio, in recognition of grand opening. And it's like, I don't know if you can see this, but like, check it out. It's official.
It's got a seal and everything.
It's got a seal. Not a walrus, but a seal. And then we have this other one. I have like a whole collection. And then this one has...
Well, she's special.
It's special. Like, look at that Massachusetts seal. Not a walrus. It's the Senate seal. This one is from the state Senate. Be it known that the Massachusetts Senate hereby extends its congratulations to Christopher Guerra Broadcasting Studio in recognition of your grand opening. And be it further known... that the Massachusetts Senate extends its best wishes for continued success, that this citation be duly signed by the President of the Senate and attested to a copy, therefore, of words, transmitted by the Clerk of the Senate.
So official.
I'm like, those are words I don't like. Heather Forrest hints, I don't know, whatever. A huge honor, right? And then lastly, the House of Representatives. And I'll spare you guys. Worded very similar. But yeah, and that's Ronald Marino, the Speaker of the House. Sign that one. So, yeah. Thank you, guys. And we had a fun, now that I've given you like a state history tour, we had a fun time. Didn't we, Nikki?
We did. It was a blast. We had a great turnout and good food, good drinks, lots of laughs. It was a great time.
Shout out to Parker House of Pizza for making three party pizzas.
Yeah, and Moonhill Brewing for coming out. And
oh, definitely Moonhill. Yeah. They have to, what was that one called? I had one that was a coffee bean something ale.
Oh, I don't remember the name of that one.
I might have taken a picture of it. It was delicious. Like, I'm not, like, I don't usually drink in general, but that.
This show is starting to start habits.
And now he's an alcoholic.
It's called liquid encouragement.
Liquid encouragement, that's right. But then also, ta-da! We've been, you know, kind of upgrading the studio continuously. Nikki, you have foliage behind you. Dun, da, da, da. Yep. Like in the movie Little Shop of Horrors, that's the Nikki too. Phoebe. and then we have
and then
we have new logo on our back. Look at this, a T. How big is that TV? It must be more than like 4 inches.
Is it compensating for something?
Well, you know, when you know, the Lord did not endow me with certain gifts, so we got big TVs instead. But yeah, we got a new TV. So, you know, we're starving.
Yay, more stuff!
More stuff. You can't fit anything else in this room.
We really can't. We can barely fit ourselves.
No, it's like a tight fit. It's like, okay, here. Yeah, but no, I think that's it. I think that's all I'm doing. I'm not going to, you know.
Land the plane.
Yeah, right. So back to the show. Thank you to our next guests. They are terrific. A duo. Yes, Chris is okay. And they are fantastic. The harmonies that they sing, the songwriting, it's beautiful. Just a class act, you know. So you guys are in for a treat. So let's give a round of applause for our next guest, Nikki. Nikki, why don't you go ahead and introduce them?
Val and Kara have been playing locally in the music scene for almost 20 years. A blend of acoustic, electric guitar, and vocal harmonies, the duo loves playing original music written by both Kara and Val, along with some local favorite sing-along tunes. They are both immersed in art culture and live playing at the local gala art show every year. You can find them playing at Zoe's on the Green the third Friday of every month, Last Town's Brewery, and more. Together, they are on Facebook, along with solo music pages on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. Check out Valerie's CDs released on Spotify, YouTube, and iTunes also. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Hi.
Woo!
We did have a slight change, though. It's the last Friday, so it might end up on the third Friday for Zoe's, but it's the last one of the month. So
gotcha.
It rotates around.
It's fourth Friday. I'm sorry. Sorry, we gave you the wrong information.
It's the seventh.
Do you want to redo it?
It's the seventh Friday.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Of every other year. It's the 31st on February.
Exactly.
Guys, gals.
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered, actually.
Ladies.
All
the ladies.
It's about time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I am so outnumbered. Thank you for joining us on our show today. We really appreciate you coming down. And
thanks for having us.
No, definitely. So, let's see. Where do I begin? I've known you guys for a while now. It's always a treat. I think I remember the first time I saw you guys perform, and it was at the Brew Barn. It might have been one of the gala events.
Probably.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just so amazed by your musical performances. Not only that, do you guys do your own like solo act, and you do other collaborations, and then you guys have Car and Val.
Oh yeah, well that'll always remain.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah,
like we have our core thing, and then other projects are fun too. Yeah.
So let's start there. How did you guys get to know each other? How did Kara and Val form?
From my memory, if I have a good one, it was very, very, very long time ago. You were playing in another band. I used to see you at Characters and other places around. So Val was singing in other bands, so I knew she was a musician, or she could at least sing good. And then I met Jason, your brother, and kind of through there, I guess, we just started playing. I know her cousin. I know her whole family.
I asked you to play for some reason. I was just like,
is that how it happened?
I found out you played, and I didn't even play an instrument. I was like, maybe I could sing with you. And then you're like, yeah, sure. And then, I stalked her until she played with me.
She's always getting me out, though. That's good. She's my motivator. So.
Oh. Yeah. That's terrific. It's always a great time, like I said, to go out there and see you guys perform. And the venues are always just fantastic.
Yeah.
We
think so.
Yeah. And the community support and the other musical acts that also will perform with you guys as well.
Yeah.
It's a nice, tight-knit community. And
it's great. Yeah. It's one of those things where, we all know each other. It's like an extended family in central Massachusetts of our music group.
Yeah.
Everybody around. It's awesome.
It is. It is. Well, let's just get right into it. Why don't you say, would you guys be able to give us a song?
Of course.
Sure.
All right, awesome.
Absolutely. All right. Okay.
Someone tell me what's going on with my life. Well, I just don't know what I'm doing here. Lying there so many cold and lonely nights, just thinking of you and how you held me tight. I don't know if I'm ever coming
Very nice.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, what are some of your biggest musical influences?
So, I grew up with metal. So
I love that.
So Metallica and Megadeth, and then like the grunge and Nirvana and Alice in Chains and
nice
Sublime. I like a lot.
Sublime.
I know. Sublime. Blind Melon, Pink Floyd, Rush.
Yep.
Nice.
Doors, all that stuff.
That is my absolute playlist. Wow. That's my go-to playlist.
Nice. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was a little. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You have more?
No. Go ahead.
Good influences. No. I'm a little weird because I guess Jerry Garcia was a huge influence for me.
Like, oh, nice.
Just singing like as my lungs out with Grateful Dead tunes, and so that and Joni Mitchell, and I also grew up listening to a ton of CSNY because my dad. Harmonies were always kind of somewhere in my house.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that was like really good too growing up, and I think that I've always just I remember listening to Wilson Phillips even.
Oh yeah.
You know, just anything I could sing along with probably as soon as I could sing. So yeah, those are my influences.
Nice.
And hers, those sound good too.
Yeah. Well, what's great too is that you guys you have your own personalities, you have your own dynamic, but then you guys just meld really well together. Yeah. You know, and the harmonies, that last song, harmonies were perfect.
Beautiful,
right?
Val is like a master harmony maker, I think, because she even finds the harmonies for me when I'm trying to back her up. I'm like, help! So she does really good at that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It's excellent.
Yeah. So, let's see. What is your favorite song to perform and why?
I would say right now my favorite song to perform is probably 17 by Sharon Van Etten.
Ooh. Ooh.
I love singing it, and I love Val's harmonies that she does for it. So all around, it's just a really great song, and I think Sharon Van Etten has an amazing voice. So
nice.
That's mine right now.
for ours that we do together, it's a Bob Marley Same Thing Twice.
Nice.
We make it our own. And I don't know, like we feel like it's our song now.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob can't have it anymore.
You know, speaking of Bob, you have musical blood in your family, right?
Yes, I do. Bob Shugard.
Yeah.
And he's recently released music, I guess, on Spotify. So, and I think kind of being pushed out there too. I think, you know, he's got the YouTube going, Reverb Nation and all that. But yeah, no, he writes his own songs, and he's one of those frustratingly talented people where you can just pick up anything and start playing.
Yeah.
And I'm over there like, what? Give me a chord. Like,
right.
You know, what are you doing? But yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, definitely. So you can catch him out. He actually has been staying awake later than me and going to the Red Onion.
It's
been great.
And Val, do you have any other musical influences within your family at all? Or
my dad played guitar a little bit when I was growing up, and like he played Johnny Cash songs and things like that.
Oh,
my brother plays too. They're both like they would not play in front of people.
Yeah, anything, yeah.
But yeah.
But that's great that they just play. You know, it's part of it, and you know. One of the reasons why we're doing the show is to help hopefully encourage others that do play.
Yeah.
You know, get out there. Mm-hmm. Like, don't
be afraid.
Don't be afraid, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Yep.
We all start somewhere.
We do. Really do. So. Yeah. I started with Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Exactly, right?
And now I can do the ABCs.
Hey.
Hey, progress.
Progress.
And Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. Do you have any advice that you would give aspiring musicians just starting out?
Ooh, terrific answer. Question.
I actually was just talking to Chris about this a little bit. One thing that I think helped me tremendously was recording myself and listening back. Hearing my music, hearing my voice, you got to get used to your voice. So if you're being shy about it, you're not going to be comfortable on stage. And being comfortable on stage, even if you mess up, is probably like the best performance to watch. Because when you see somebody on stage and they're having a really great time, that's what it's about. So, and also don't give up, because I had a point where I was, stomping my feet because I couldn't do bar chords, and I was just, that's it, I'm quitting. And
yeah.
But no, it's just keep going.
No, I love that message.
Keep going.
Keep going.
My advice is do things that you're uncomfortable with. Actually, the whole thing is uncomfortable. Like when you first start out, and you know, like I didn't even want to play with my bandmates at first. I was like so shy.
Yeah,
sure.
So the more you do, and then it keeps on progressing. Like I'm like terrified of doing interviews, so I'm gonna keep doing it, and you just keep on getting out there, and then it starts being sort of normal.
Yeah, I know. this space is a little bit odd. It was the same for us too. Well, I won't speak for Nikki, but for me, probably for Nikki.
Land the plane, Chris. What's going on here?
it was a little odd. So you kind of have to break through that discomfort level and just go for it, you know?
Before cell phones, you think about it, it used to be the answering machine. And we'd be like, oh my God, is that what I sound like? You know, and you'd hear yourself on the answering machine, and it was really weird. But yeah, so I mean, for me, I say record yourself, even if it's just on your phone and you have like a little, you know, recorder there. You don't have to show anybody.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So, you know, just put on your headphones and listen.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Well, all right. Let's. Ooh, it's time for another song.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
People first.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to be true to everything that I once knew about you. Well, I try.
Thank you. Yeah, that was great. So as I was listening, I couldn't help but focus on the guitars. And
who's whistling?
That's Whistling Dixie over there.
I don't a whistle drive by.
A whistle by.
It's a whistle by happening.
It's kind of like a. Yeah, and so you guys want to talk a little bit about the guitars, Cara, if you want to start?
Yeah, this is a I think it's my husband will kill me for not getting it right, but it's a 19 something, like 60 something Alvarez. So it's a really old guitar.
Nice.
It's awesome, it's wonderful. I love it. I've been playing with this for a long time now. And it's much easier to play when you have like a decent guitar.
Yeah.
I started on my friend's old Seagull. So it was an old Seagull guitar, and it was amazing because he was, you know, totally just let me use it and borrow it. But, and then, I've gone through progressions. Like I had an Ibanez, a cutaway, and that was pretty good, but it was better plugged in. And so this does a pretty good job. Gets a little bassy sometimes, but, I love it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
I think it's like the Phil Lesh or something edition. I don't know. Something fancy.
Val, I see you have a Yamaha over there.
Yes, that's all I know about it. It's a Yamaha. I don't know the model or anything.
It's
been good to me. It's my first guitar. I think I've been playing for like 7 years for guitar.
Oh, nice.
I've been playing.
I like the color.
Longer, but I know
I do
love it. I love the flame. It's just a good guitar. It's treated me right.
Yeah.
For your first guitar.
And Yamaha does a terrific job too with the sound quality. I have a stage piano Yamaha, and it's as nice as that one is over there. It's not like my stage piano, but
that's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yay.
And so can you share a moment when you felt like you guys made a significant impact in someone's life through your music?
I'm not sure if I did. But there is a song that I wrote for my aunt who passed. And I was able to write it, record it, and bring it to her before she passed. So it meant a lot to me. The song's called Saying Goodbye. And it's mostly the last time I saw her at one of our family parties. She just was just smiling, beaming, just so positive, so embracing and loving, and just like really took on this really bad news in a great way.
Yeah.
And just spent all of the last time that she could just loving her family. And so I hope it made an impact for her. I can't be sure, but I hope.
it's amazing how music impacts us. Even in moments where, you might not necessarily be in a good place.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very therapeutic.
Yeah. And, I've heard of stories. I've heard of stories of people in their last moments, not really cognitive of what's going on around them or where. But then having that song play.
Yeah.
And then they start singing to it.
Exactly.
So,
and music reaches so many people. So.
It does. It really does.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And Val, do you have a significant moment that you feel like?
I had a friend reach out, and I won't say the name, but she sent me a message that she was listening to my music, and it helped her like through a hard time. Was nice to hear.
That's nice.
Like, I was like, wow, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Someone got it.
Yeah.
Val's songs always get stuck in my head. All the time.
No, it's and that's the awesome part about music is that, again, you might be down in the dumps or in a really dark place, and that song has that one song will have that way of just
pulling you
right back out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I think I have certain CDs that have been through phases of my life,
Right.
What I've gone through. Oh, I remember that. That's the CD I used to use when I was traveling here. Or
right.
But yeah, it's a huge impact.
Nice.
Huge impact.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So yeah, the studio it's a nice studio. It's a small studio. And we try to isolate ourselves from from the world.
Yeah. And put out some neon signs saying that we're live.
Yeah, like, hello, we're live.
They probably just think it's a cool sign.
I know. Yeah, they do.
Sign out there.
Yeah. We have a very expensive light bill.
It's electric.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
We went there.
I definitely went there.
There's a core memory unlocked right there.
Oh, I know. Remember that? Like all the guys were on one side of the auditorium and all the girls were on the other side and you're supposed to like mingle and then we're like, no.
It's kind of like the Thriller dance.
Yeah. I love the Thriller dance.
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
Yeah, although all the girls would like come out on the dance floor and they would dance, and the guys would still be like,
"Yeah, I ain't doing that."
I actually did the electric slide in the middle of a grocery store aisle once.
Wow.
It came on, and I was like, oh, "I know this!" And I just like busted out dancing, and my niece is looking at me like, "Auntie, you're embarrassing me."
Oh yeah.
I just had a really good idea, and I'm going to get this live or on the air.
Yeah,
everybody who's recorded here should get together for Halloween, and we do the Thriller dance.
Yes, I know that. I actually have the official Thriller costume.
Oh, so she's in front.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
We got to make that happen.
You heard it here first.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's up there with my Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. So Nikki had a terrific idea as well. Bohemian Rhapsody, where we have like every guest sing
a piece of it.
Yeah. And then we stitch it all together.
See, that's something in my mind. I'm like, we all get into a car.
Party on.
Because, you know, my ADHD brain last week went to playing the Muppets Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Yes. There you go. And then I was like, we should just sing this with every person that comes in and then just stitch it all together because,
that
you know.
Mama.
Yes. Mama.
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 Yeah, it was fun.
Good idea.
Yeah. And that's why I love
it. Like Shark Tank in here today.
We are. Yeah, it's great.
So many ideas.
Yeah, no, and that's what, you know, it's fun doing this show just because, like, you know, you get to collaborate with so many musicians. Yeah. They have so many terrific ideas, and we've done some fun stuff.
Yeah, musicians are a creative bunch.
Yeah, you guys are.
Sometimes moody, but you know, right?
That's okay. I know. We had one guest who's like, I have no happy songs. They're all sad.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, but can you make that sad song sound happy?
Yeah, right, oh, right.
That's the trick.
I know. Those sad songs
that sound happy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They tug at your string. Your
Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, I love that one.
Happy Sad Shade is my sad song that seems happy. Everybody's like, that's great. I'm like,
I mean, look at Alanis Morissette. She went from singing some, you know, angry songs and then she flipped it around and had the uplifting album.
Yeah, that's true.
I Don't Hate Him Anymore album.
Right. We're past that album.
Got over it.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
That's cool. Well, what do you guys have next for us?
Would you like another song?
Actually,
I'll take a large cheeseburger with a small fry. That didn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
What?
We're going to do one of those songs.
Ooh, sorry. Ooh. we have special effects here.
I always love the songs that get stuck in my head. So.
Okay. Great.
Okay, plant the earworm.
Earworm time.
Not like the Kennedy worm. None of that happening. I want my brain.
Okay. So this song is called The Star. It's actually, I wrote it about like the tarot card, The Star, and I was just like, just try to write something about it, and I just wrote whatever this was down, and that's what it was. I didn't really mess around with it too much. It just
makes sense why it's always in my head. Tarot cards. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
I love that.
I guess the song is Divinity.
In the night, you're shining bright. I feel the ease, a deep relief that nothing is really wrong. I found all I need, nothing to long for. The star lights up the way, it holds me in, it's brilliant, embracing.
love that.
Thank you. Isn't this a good song?
That is a great song.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. I like it.
So, do you ladies have a guilty pleasure song that you like to perform?
Oh, I didn't know it was that we would like to perform. I thought it was that we
Or just in general that you like to like to, you know, to play.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because she said Wilson Phillips earlier, and it's Hold On.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And All That She Wants Is Another Baby, Ace of Base.
Yes.
Nice. There you go.
Nice.
I like singing along with that, the grocery store.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Love it.
I don't know if I have a guilty pleasure song. I mean, I think because I just go through phases. So it's like I'll go through phases where I play something, you know, almost to death or I always, you know, my little analogy is like, you know, songs are like slivers. You know, you pick at them and pick at them. So you get it out.
Right.
Once it's out, it's cool. You know, just move on to the next thing. So I think that it depends. I like playing everything.
Nice.
Not just one.
Yeah. So. It's you know, I mean, all songs, I think, have the capability of being a guilty pleasure. But
I do love some Taylor Swift tunes, playing those.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be considered guilty pleasure.
Are you sure? Okay. That you like it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, not really. I like, you know, I'm kind of more embarrassed that I like the Ryan Adams version because, like, he was, like, known for being kind of not cool after all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but his music's still really, really good.
Sure.
Even though he might, you know, be a little bit weirdo. But
yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. It's okay.
I know. Tiny Tim is right up there for me.
Oh, nice.
Guilty pleasure, yeah. It's that falsetto voice of his. Whew.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and speaking of dead guys.
Oh, boy. That's a transition.
There's a segue.
There we go.
Living or dead, a dream artist that you would like to collaborate with.
I thought about this, and I'm thinking, like, who would it be? You know, you want to pick somebody, like Jerry Garcia, but I think for me, it might be Elliot Smith.
Oh, I love Elliot Smith.
Yeah, he is.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. He writes everything in his songs. He writes all the parts, all the pieces, puts it all together.
Oh, okay,
And he's just so, well, he was, because he's passed, but he just was so talented in his writing abilities.
Right.
So it's between him and then the living would probably be Andrew Bird.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Absolutely love him. I saw him perform once, and me and my sister did the whole stalking him behind, like, the Calvin Theater.
Oh, nice.
It was hilarious. You know, we had a little gin and tonic. So, but I got to talk to him.
Wow.
And I kind of did the whole fangirl thing of, like, oh my God, your writing is so amazing. Like, you emanate so much emotion. But he really does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I would check him out on Instagram because he's always doing these live little snippets of him just rocking out, playing, his kids jumping around in the background. And, you know, it's great.
Nice.
But yeah, that's my living and dead.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a really weird album with Mike Patton.
Oh.
Nice.
There you go.
So
that's a good
for
one.
For those who don't know who he is, he's like the singer from Faith No More and Mr. Bungle and stuff. So I like making weird songs, and it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I met him too, and he signed my shoe.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. That's
awesome.
Yep. Yeah, it's just meet our heroes, you know?
I know. It's like the funniest thing when I saw him, I'm like, blah, 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 like his mouth like just went, but
incident.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell him like everything I was thinking for the past like 20 years that I've, you know, been listening. But
you have like this elegant like script in your head. You're like, hello, Mister, I've been searching for you this whole, and then you get up there and you're like, hi, I like things.
I know. You know.
Yeah. I'm like, sign my dirty shoe.
I know.
I got a dirty shoe. Can you sign it?
I met Frank Black or Charles Thompson, so the lead singer of the Pixies.
Oh, yeah.
And I met him and his wife once, and it was a weird conversation. That's all. But I think he'll remember me.
Oh, yeah.
The things you come up with. I'm sitting in a makeup chair, and I'm like, so.
So, to segue into that one, what is the craziest thing you've ever encountered at a gig?
So, I feel like maybe my gigging life has been boring. I don't know. I haven't really had many crazy things happen at a gig. There's been storms, like some of that stuff. Like, but sure. You know, nobody's streaking or like, you know, nobody passed out or no hot air balloons landing or, you know, anything of that sort of thing. So that's good.
It's good.
Yeah, maybe the vocals are like calming people down.
I do remember that it was. I don't remember exactly which show it was. It was at the Brew Barn. That storm rolled in.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. So we've had a few storms out there, and then the quick shift to indoors.
We're adjustable.
And,
oh yeah,
just yeah.
Quickly move in.
And just like umbrellas.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I think that's the training of like starting at open mics almost, because like you learn how to trip, fall, get up again.
Yeah. Oh
so
yeah.
Many times. Yeah, it's great.
Yep. And have you ever had a crazy gig encounter?
I have had a crazy gig encounter. So we had like a huge PA speaker fall on the bass player's head while he was playing, and you know, he just kept playing after. He's like, he was like totally concussed, I think. But
oh my god!
Yeah, like,
I mean, at the time it was probably just like adrenaline, and then he felt it later on.
Yeah.
What did I do last night?
Right. Oh my god. Yeah. That's crazy.
I know, right? Things happen. The show must go on.
Yes, it's true. It is very true.
So is there a dream venue that you would like to perform at anywhere in the world?
For me, I think I've never actually been there, but I've seen pictures and I absolutely love Red Rock Stadium.
Oh,
that's gorgeous.
Yes. It's a popular one.
That's like, crowd favorite.
I would love to go there, I think. Just because, like, just the awe of the nature around you as you're doing it and singing and performing. That would be amazing.
I'm going to pause right before we go to Val. I'm going to suggest another thing we do.
yes, another one.
A field trip with all our musicians to Red Rock.
Yes, oh. I'm in on that. We're getting a bus or a camper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The musical chairs bus tour.
Yes.
All
right.
Yeah, I like that. Bus chairs.
Got plans.
Bus chairs.
That's awesome.
We can call with all the chair people.
Yes.
And we'll have to record Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. That's right.
Nice.
So Val, do you have a... what was the question again?
Dream venue.
Thank you.
I don't really have a dream venue. I mean, I haven't gone to a lot of concerts around the world or anything.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool to just, like, at the DCU Center, have, like, all my friends and family there and have, like, a packed stadium, have some people I know. And
that's cool.
So that's a goal.
You know? Well, when I'm famous and at the DCU Center, selling it out.
Right.
You never know. Awesome. You never know.
Totally could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know we have such a, you know, whenever we ask that question, we have a lot of people that will pick places that are far, far out, but we have a lot of really cool venues here too. You know, Worcester has the Palladium.
I love the Palladium.
Yeah.
Also, there's the Stone Church in Vermont.
Yeah, it's an awesome
place.
That
looks like a beautiful place to play too.
Oh, so I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah.
It's a really cool place.
Is it? Yeah.
I haven't been there, but I've, you know, seen pictures.
Yeah. And, you know, and what's great too about our area is that there's so many venues that support musicians and musical acts. You know, Worcester is a terrific place. They do a lot with musicians. They've had a couple of battle bands at the new Polar Park over there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that's cool. Yeah. Anywhere where people are promoting music, I think it's great.
Yeah, me too.
We can't lose it, you know?
Right.
You can't forget. This is important.
and we have so many areas, so many venues in our area. That support the musicians.
Thank God for like microbrew places now.
Right?
It's like, it's awesome. It's like outdoor places and breweries and even Stone Cow breweries.
That's
really
a great
place too.
Yeah.
And of course, obviously the Red Apple. I love going
to the Red Apple Farm. Yeah. They have the Brew Barn, and then they also have the cidery as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, for more intimate, performance.
That's opening up soon, I believe.
It is. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And then, oh my gosh, the Otter River Pub, open mic goes over there, and there was the Mill Street in Fitchburg?
Mill City Pub,
thank you.
And Lost Town Brewery, every Friday night, they do an open mic too.
Yeah.
So. And that's, where's that again? Not Rutland, but
Hardwick.
Hardwick.
Gilbert, yes.
Gilbertville.
Oh, and then you also have the Hardwick Winery.
Yeah. There's a big festival going on over there.
It sounds like it's gonna rock.
I'm gonna be there with swaying trees.
Are you really?
Nice.
That's awesome.
I know. I've been like,
and I think an art table, hopefully for us. Too.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. Good. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I know Amanda's been kind of just giving little hints of of the lineup here and there, so I've been keeping an eye out. But I'll see you guys there. I'll be there with the camera, just snapping pictures. So, sweet. Yeah. So, well, we're making good time.
We are making good time.
This is like a well-oiled machine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? For once.
He's like, no. No, it is. Maybe.
Even with the whistling, it's going on.
That's right. We just incorporate all the nonsense, you know? It's part of the show.
We put the fun in dysfunctional.
That's right.
We put the F-U in fun. And
fun?
Yeah. Sorry.
I wasn't hitting that censor button. Yeah, right.
I was waiting. No. Nope. But anyways, do you guys have another tune?
We do.
Oh. I like how I can just, like, on demand, like, it's like a... It's
again!
Like
a, it's again!
A, it's like Pandora, like radio, like, boom, next.
Yep.
Next. Bink. Here we go.
All right. Oh, I'm just playing on this one. Huh? All right. Excellent. All right. Let's do
all over for the show.
Almost.
I think we can squeeze in one more song, but I think this is the closest that we've gotten, Nikki, to you know, asking all of our questions. I'm only seeing four more left.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I've been keeping track. I don't know if you've been keeping track.
Break the record. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We can. It's going to be a little bit kind of scattered.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, I'd say so. So, who... wow. I just decided to go nuts. Can you share a moment where you think you achieved a major milestone?
Yeah, I think for me, I used to live down in Nashville for a while.
Ooh.
Ooh, Nashville. Yeah.
Fun.
So I lived there for like a year, but that was my moment of I couldn't pull off bar chords back then. Oh, so okay. I was still, you know, pretty new and learning and things like that. So when I got home, suddenly it just something clicked and bar chords, I could do it. So it was like a huge deal for me just because, you know, guitar is one of those things I can't count how many times in the beginning I was like, I'm quitting. I'm not doing it. Yeah. This is too hard. My fingers hurt. I can't do it. But it's muscle memory. Your brain's learning it whether you want to or not. Sure. So if you pick it up and you do it, you're learning.
Yeah.
So I kept going in bar chords. It happened. It's a pretty milestone for me.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
I think when my second album came out and I had a album release party and I did my songs and we had an art show at Native Joe's in Westminster, and I performed all my songs and my family was there and everything, and that was the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just sharing it with all your favorite people.
Yeah.
That's the absolute best.
Fun.
So,
the whistle, the whistler's getting
that wasn't a child.
That was the child. Call 911. Yeah,
right. He down.
It's falling. I can't get
up. He's falling. So, what was the first song you guys have ever learned?
Like us together, us solo-y.
Individually.
I don't exactly remember the first song I learned. I know I learned the mandolin before I learned guitar. So okay. I was playing The Boss, Philadelphia.
Oh.
In the beginning, that little lead thing. So I was learning that. And then I think on guitar, I wanted to really frustrate myself. So I decided to try to learn Fish First Tube.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's ambitious.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, tablature numbers. I can do this. Yeah. So I'm always ambitious, I guess, but yeah.
Sure.
I can't remember what my first song I learned was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were doing originals.
Yeah, something with you.
Yeah.
Probably Kara's songs.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Yeah. Nikki, we have two more left. Do you have the same two that I have?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Dun-dun-dun. Favorite experience?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, hey, look at him paying attention.
Please say musical chairs in Massachusetts.
This is a great experience. I honestly think it's just being in Central Mass and having this group of people to work with and that just supports so much. I mean, that really is my favorite experience because, you know, it's so easy to just be scared to death to get up on stage and not do it, but
of course.
There's so many embracing people around here, so I would say that, you know, my favorite experience is just being in this community.
Oh, that's really awesome. Great.
So I think playing at Apple Fest at Wachusett, just because it's like
I love it.
Insanely busy, and there's like thousands of people.
Wachusett.
So that was definitely a top.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Nice, yeah. That's, I know. That's talk about terrific venue. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we got one. So this is like, sorry, I coughed in the mic. This is it's all the excitement. In fact, this calls for.
Oh, there's the polar plug.
The polar plug.
The polar ASMR.
This show is not brought to you by Polar, but it should.
Right.
Hint hint.
Polar. Hint hint.
Hint hint. Yeah. So
I mean it's better than my unzip thud I had, so there's that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the purse zipping, and then, like, and I was like, oh, my God, put that thing away. That's funny.
The mics pick up everything. You know, I do paranormal investigations, and they love it. And one time I had this ballpoint pen, not realizing that every time I would write, my sister was on real time listening, and she's like, what's that sound? It sounds like a demon, you know? It was so funny. Because it was just like, like whispering, you know? It's just me jotting notes, but... Lesson learned.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't bring a noisy pen to that the party.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, that particular day, we had to record our live three times because, like, anything that was going wrong was just, and I was just so over it at that point. And then I just wanted to get my chapstick out and I unzipped my purse and it was like the perfectly, like, ASMR zip. And then I set it down and he was like, I'm not panning the camera over there.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Don't look it in the eyes.
Uh-huh, and there's no buns. I'm sorry. Just
women's pocketbooks, man. They're, it's like Mary Poppins. We got a lot in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what's in there. So usually it's a banana peel.
I know. It's like one of those magician tricks where you just pulls out like the 10-foot long straw.
Someone's like, do you have a sewing kit? I'm like, I do.
I do.
It's in my purse. Yeah.
I love like when you go to like a wedding or whatever and they have like the random what's in your purse game.
Yeah.
I won that once with a boater's license.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That is a good one. It's like the Lord of the Ring, what's in my pockets, the Hobbit.
Yeah. But and I feel you ladies have to do that. You have to resort to that sort of you know, voodoo or magic.
How many times has it bailed you out, Christopher?
Yeah. Well, so
bring a backpack right now because, so, you know.
I have pockets, but you ladies don't get pockets.
Oh, no, it's horrible. Yeah. That's why. What's... Why do you think we flip out when there's a dress with pockets? We're all like, yeah.
All right.
I like your dress. Yeah, it has pockets.
I know, it's got pockets. I can carry my ID in here.
I'm pretty sure for the merchandise that we do for the show, if we release women's apparel with the pockets...
Well, you do know I'm the one that's going to be in charge of merchandising, so like...
pockets on women's apparel. That's our ticket to to being
to
rich.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but seriously, though, like, if, you know, we get a new dress or whatever and somebody compliments, oh, I like your dress, the first thing, thanks, it has pockets!
Yes.
It's true. Yeah. It happens.
Yep. I should sew a pocket on your cape.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That, I'd get in trouble, though. People would put stuff in that pocket. I remember taking this home.
Let me guess. What's in Chris's pocket?
What's in Chris's pocket? Today, it's a squirrel. Well, thank you, ladies, for, you know, blessing us with your performances and your music.
Thank you.
You know, we really appreciate you, and that child has fallen down the shaft, elevator shaft. That's okay.
It's like the old school thunder sound effects.
It really
is.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah,
like, boy, it's raining really hard outside.
Shaking the
studio is pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, thunder.
Well, that's a good one.
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah.
It's almost on cue.
That's pretty nice.
That's
it's kind of soothing, you know, like nap time.
Yeah, like...
Just listening to the ocean waves and thunderstorm. Sleeping like a baby.
Sleep. And now Metallica.
Master Puppets.
Master Puppets.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my God.
It's sad but true.
Okay. Right?
So, but before we let you guys go, I think we have just enough time for one more tune.
Woohoo!
Okay.
I'm excited.
Were you asking permission there? I like how you're like, one more two?
Question mark. All right.
Okay.
That's great. We can do a vowel tune.
All right.
Oh, nice. terrific way to close out the show with. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
No. And so before we unlock the door and let you escape, for anybody that is looking to go out there and find your music, how would they do so?
Well, we both have a Reverb Nation account, so you can just go into Reverb Nation and type in Kara Kane. I also have a SoundCloud account.
Nice.
Same thing, easy, type in your name there, you know, it should pop up. And YouTube. Val's got a little bit more, so
I'm on all the things.
All the things.
Nice.
Spotify,
nice.
And YouTube and all that stuff.
And great. iTunes and
iTunes, Amazon.
Nice.
Yep.
That's great. And that's where this podcast will be, on all the things.
All the things.
That's
exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you guys again for coming down and sharing your stories, performing your songs. We love you. Yeah, you know, we love everything you guys are doing. So, you know, keep it up. And thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
You're going to poke someone's eye out, Chris.
Hello. Don't touch the lens.
Yeah. Get very close there.
Yeah, now I want to touch the lens, but I'll
discipline.
I won't let the intrusive thoughts win.
Yeah. I wonder why it's smudgy.
It's right.
Right. Smudges.
But thank you guys again for, you know, following us and listening to this podcast. You can find us on all major podcast streaming platforms. And you can also watch this on YouTube, so you can see all our shenanigans in HD. Dun, dun, dun. But that's seriously, guys, thank you again, and thank you for coming out, guys.
Thank you.
That's
so much
fun.
Great. A round of applause. Around. Get it. All right, guys. So that's it.
Sounds like a football game.
Yeah, right.
Play ball.
So without further ado, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.